Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Todd Hundley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Butch Husky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Leiter. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Leiter. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud fields it and throws to second for the out. Loretta moves to third. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Husky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Husky reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Husky scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Newfield chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Valentin. Valentin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Valentin. Berga goes all the way around to score. Ordonez moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Al Leiter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Leiter hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Woodard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alfonso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olerud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Piazza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfonso moves to second. Todd Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. Alfonso scores. Piazza moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Husky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Berga reaches second base with a double. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and has Berga trapped. There's the throw to Cirillo and over to Loretta, who tags Berga for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Leiter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leiter is 0-for-1 in the game. Leiter bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. McRae reaches second base with a double. Leiter moves to third. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnetz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Husky. Burnetz reaches second base with a double. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Newfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Newfield reaches second base with a double. Burnetz scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. Newfield moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piazza hits a line drive into right field. Burnetz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Woodard is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Leiter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leiter is 0-for-2 in the game. Leiter takes first base on ball 4. Ordonez moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. McRae reaches second base with a double. Ordonez scores. Leiter moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leiter fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernitz for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a line drive beyond first. Jaha can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piazza hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Olerud moves to second. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Husky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Husky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Olerud scores. Piazza moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey now playing left field. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Alberto Reyes. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive beyond third. Alfonso can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Lenny Harris now playing right field. Greg McMichael now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grissom scores. Loretta moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Loretta scores. It's 5-4, Mets. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jaha is 0 for 3 in the game. Jaha hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Brad Woodall pinch runs for John Jaha. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bernitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bernitz hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Woodall moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Brewers, 5. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Brewers 5. The Mets will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Bob Hamilton now playing first base. Mike Myers now pitching. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive beyond second. Loretta can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to second. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to third. Two outs. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alfonso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Brewers 5. The Mets will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olerud is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Olerud strikes out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Piazza is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Piazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gilkey is hit by the pitch. Piazza moves to second. Todd Pratt pinch hits for Greg McMichael. Chad Fox now pitching. Matt Franco pinch hits for Todd Pratt. Matt Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piazza scores. Gilkey moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilkey moves to third. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Franco fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.